Proclamation number 4603 of 2nd of April, 1949. Success of the forces of light or darkness is determined by man through his will. It remains a constant battle between the powers of light and darkness as long as the spiritual is not completely redeemed. The struggling human being is influenced by both sides. The kingdom of light tries to influence his will and impart the knowledge of truth to him. The dark forces try to push him away and confuse his thinking, and the human being has to decide for himself so that he remains free in his will and actions. And he can make this decision with his heart or also with his intellect. The beings of the kingdom of light speak to the heart. The beings of darkness speak to the intellect. Yet the heart and intellect can also feel pleasantly touched by the influence of the beings of light. And then his decision is completely valid. The beings of light are granted victory and the powers of darkness are rendered ineffective forever. But God's adversary will not give up the fight so easily, and he will fight with all means, not even shying away from blinding those people in the garment of light who are still accessible to his influence. Although he will not be able to penetrate with his influence, i.e., to completely win such people over for himself, his influence reaches so far as to prevent them from working for the kingdom of God. He makes them, so to speak, unfit for it and has thus gained much. God's grace is an extremely effective antidote, but the human being must not reject it in false knowledge, otherwise the adversary will win his game. But the most effective means of grace is God's word, which will always and in all situations of life radiate strength to the one who receives it with his heart. Therefore, whoever holds the word of God against his adversary will also be victorious over him, for he is no match for the divine word because it is an expression of God's strength from which he escapes. Consequently, the human being can emerge victorious from his struggle if he makes use of God's strength which is available to him unmeasured in his word. With it he can defeat the strongest enemy. If he uses the divine word himself, he represents God himself to a certain extent and therefore cannot be defeated. His will, his heart and his love must be fully turned towards God, then God himself will fight by his side and victory is assured. For what is more understandable than that everyone who wants to go to God also enjoys his protection and finds support from God in every way? And even if the powers of darkness always harass the human being, God will not let those fall into darkness who seek the light and consciously strive towards it. And he will also save those who are still weak-willed, who cannot resist the dark forces themselves and yet want what is right. Help will come to them at the right time. Amen.